This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden appealed to world leaders at the U.N. General Assembly on Tuesday to stand with Ukraine against Russian invaders.
This gathering, dedicated to peaceful resolution of conflicts, is darkened by the shadow of war. An illegal war of conquest brought without provocation by Russia against its neighbor Ukraine. Like every nation in the world, the United States wants this war to end.
Biden's address at the annual gathering was the centerpiece event of his three-day visit to New York, which will include meetings with the heads of five Central Asian nations and the leaders of Israel and Brazil. Five Americans held prisoner in Iran for years are now back on U.S. soil, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
They got off a plane in Fort Belvoir in Virginia to cheers from loved ones like Babak Namazi, whose brother Siamak Namazi was held in Iran for 8 years.
Finally, we're together, and it's just completely unbelievable, and we're grateful for this moment.
Namazi, a businessman along with venture capitalist Imad Sarji and conservationist Murad Tabaz, were held on spying charges, which the U.S. government denies. Two other Americans were released but wanted their names withheld. In the deal, President Biden released five Iranians along with unfreezing $6 billion in oil assets, a move criticized by some Republicans. I'm Julie Walker.
A separatist Armenian human rights official in the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh said 25 people had been killed there on Tuesday as a result of an Azerbaijani military offensive. Two of the dead were civilians. This